Poslušate SBS Slovenije.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu v soboto 3. decembra. Sredi novembra je slovensko društvo Sydney imel svoj letni občni zbor in zvolil nov upravni odbor za leto 2023. Danes smo povabili dosedanjo tajnico, da nam pove več, kaj se je dogajalo in kdo so ti člani tega odbora. Najprej jo seveda lepo pozdravimo na slovenski oddaji radija SBS, Olga Lah.
My greetings, Tanya, to you and to all the listeners of this program. And thank you for the opportunity again to speak to your listeners. Lep pozdrav tebi, Tanja, in vsem poslušalcem tega programa. In hvala za priložnost, da vam lahko razložim, kaj se dogaja v slovenskem društvu Sydney.
As I mentioned in the introduction, the annual general meeting was held on the 13th of November. Tell us a little bit more about how that went and who are the committee members for 2023?
With pleasure. Tanya, since I spoke to you last, the club has progressed slowly but positively, and the committee of the Slovensko društvo has been working really hard to keep providing social opportunities for our members. And an opportunity to get together regularly. On November the 13th, we had an open Sunday, but with a special slant because it was, in fact, the AGM. And the 9 current members of the committee renominated for the same positions they had held currently. There were no additional nominations received by the due date, so the existing committee was re-elected for 2023. Tanya, I don't need to tell you that this was a very welcome outcome, and that is because it indicated to us, the committee, that members are satisfied with the work of the current committee, and the committee members who are skilled and understand the legal challenges facing the club were retained for another year. So a very positive outcome. I'd like to introduce to you again and remind you who the committee from 2023 will be. Firstly, our president, Anthony Tomasin, a very talented and a very good leader for our committee. Vice President, Jorge Lach. Secretary, of course, Olga, myself. Treasurer Mark Stariha, again, a very talented, multi-talented person. And then we had an ordinary committee members, Alfred Brezhnik, and we all know Freddie very well, an invaluable member. Mimi De Roy, who is also acting as an assistant treasurer and doing a fantastic job. Lynn Pushenyak, who assists me in secretarial duties, long-time member and very talented. Tanya Resnik, who is always ready to jump in and help, and Vlado Cech, and those who have visited our club and have tried the wonderful culinary talents of Vlado will know him very well. A great team who is working really hard for the club in the and will work hard for the coming year.
Last time we spoke was earlier in the year, so it's been quite a while. But obviously, you mentioned earlier the court case that's still ongoing. We know you can't tell us much about what the details are, but is there any hope that this may conclude soon, maybe in 2023?
Look, we always live in hope. We certainly expect it to be so. The litigation and the timeline for the court proceedings have been delayed and delayed and delayed, and this just seemed to be happening now for the last 18 months. However, I firmly believe, and the committee believes, that the case in the Equity Court will be heard somewhere early in next year. Just to remind you, the lease and the tenant issues, which include the zoning of the land, are still being worked through by our legal team from BN Law. The progress in the court's timetable has been slow, and I can tell you, Tanya, our patience has been tested. In such court matters, unfortunately, not all information can be made public. I think your listeners will understand this. But some information is also very sensitive, and we can't share it without our lawyer's permission. But I do want to point out a few very important things. Since I spoke to you last, Tanya, much legal work has been done in the background in preparation for the court hearing that we expect will be early next year. The tenant has filed with the court a number of affidavits, which are statements from witnesses that support his case. And our legal team has filed affidavits from our side in response to their claims. And I want to highlight the wonderful support and help that has been given to our defence by many members and previous committee members. The affidavits are honest and very interesting, and I hope they will go a long way to support our claims. I can also tell you that in recent weeks, there has been some interest and unfortunately unsuccessful attempts to negotiate a settlement with the tenant prior to the court hearing. And the reason we try to have some sort of negotiation is because outcomes in complex court cases such as ours are unpredictable. And there are never any guarantees of what that outcome will be. But we as a committee are confident that we will be able to put the club in the best possible position to defend the tenant's claim. And we are looking for every possible solution to the problem. You know, Tanya, it becomes very clear what the challenges are that are facing our club. But I do want to point out that the challenges would be hard to face and bear if the community, if our people were not so supportive of our work. Because this wonderful support, I think, is the motivator. It motivates the committee to keep doing their voluntary work day in and day out for the good of the Slovenian community. Can I point out that for nearly three years, the club has been run by volunteers. There has been not a cent paid to any bar staff or any kitchen staff. Everything is done on a voluntary basis. Our team is remarkable, and we want to thank the volunteers for their generosity and their community spirit, because without this community spirit, we will get nowhere. We need that support. We need that love of the Slovenian community. You know, Tanya, as the saying goes, the slogia moč, there is strength in unity, and we are all united in this effort.
It sounds like there's a good support from the community around this, as you mentioned, and we hope, yes, that this will finally be sorted from a court's perspective, and we can look to see what that next phase will be. The next Sunday, I believe, the 11th of December, will be your next open day, and I think it's the last one for this year. What's on the menu? And I believe you'll also have some live music again.
Absolutely. Look, the future, we will continue to battle for the club, and we cannot forget the 65 years of hard and voluntary work that our parents and grandparents had invested into this club. We will do everything to protect the assets, but we will also do everything we can to keep those doors open, regardless of the difficulties we are facing, because our members deserve to enjoy the fruits of the work of our predecessors. So we will continue regardless, Tanya. We will have our open Sundays where our members can get together, have wonderful opportunities to socialise, reminisce, enjoy our Slovenian music. And yes, the 11th of December, please mark that day in your diaries. The 11th of December will in fact be an open Sunday with wonderful music from the Masters. And it is in fact the last open Sunday for 2022. So we really want to have a full hall full of people ready to maybe enjoy each other's company before the busyness of the Christmas season begins. May I take this opportunity to wish our members a wonderful Christmas. It has been an interesting year, but it has been a year full of support and wonderful social opportunities. And we hope that 2023 will be a wonderful year full of health and prosperity for our members and prosperity for our club. We're looking forward to 2023 with a lot of positive thinking.
Olga, lahko hvala za današnji pogovor o občnem zboru v Slovenskem društvu Sydney in seveda vabimo, kot ste rekli, vse v nedeljo 11. decembra, ko bo klub ponovno odprt za kosilo, še zadnjič to leto, da se srečate s prijatelji. Želimo vam seveda in celemu odboru veliko uspeha in da vam v ponedeljek prinese Miklavž lepo darilo.
Hvala, Tanja. Bodite zdravi in varni.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku.